Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy, they bring to me, how I long once more to be,
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be,
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we're seeking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us guidance, Father, and a greater understanding of this, your word. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this service this morning. And we ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Going to be talking to you this morning from John chapter 17. We've been kind of going through the last part of John here. In our last service with you, we talked about and all about how we'd overcome the world, or how the Lord had overcome the world, and turning sorrow into joy, and the Lord Jesus was speaking to us about his leaving and the coming of the Comforter, or the coming of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And he started that chapter out, chapter 16, where he warned you and I of persecution. He was talking through these to his disciples. But in talking to them, he's also talking to you and I. Because most of this that we have been going through was given to man for that day and time, but it was also to carry through into the New Testament covenant with God. And that started with us, as we said before, on the day of Pentecost. But here in 17, Jesus is really concerned about his own, his disciples and those that the Lord had gave him, but also about you and I. So let's begin here with verse 1. It says, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now, we ask all of this once again in Jesus' name. So if you back up here now, begin to take a look at this. We find here where Jesus is praying for those that God had given him. And he's talking mainly about his disciples here and the apostles that God had given him. But this all carries over to you and I, because we are born again. If we are a child of God, and those of us that are born again are heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we really stop and think about it. What God has really given to you and I as being a born-again child of God is something that is not only miraculous, but something that is marvelous. Once we understand and begin to walk in and with the Lord Jesus Christ, without him, you and I can do nothing. Now we pray to the Father, but we're told to pray to him in Jesus' name. Because you see, everything you and I do goes through Jesus. And what we will receive from the Father comes back to you and I through Jesus. And it's brought back to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Spirit was sent back. He is to guide us. He's to give us knowledge. In fact, he brought 9 gifts back to the church. We find today our churches are not walking in those gifts for the most part. You'll only have a few churches that are walking in it. Most are not. Because we have fallen so far away from Almighty God today that this nation of ours, which had always been number one in the world, has now really become a laughing stock of the world. And it is because, for the most part, our churches has let mankind down, because they're not teaching the truth of God's word. We're walking contrary to it. I had one call me today. Talked to him quite a while. And let him know what is needed today for us to find peace, even. Peace within. And the only way we can have that is if we belong to the Lord God, and that we are in Christ Jesus and He in us and the Holy Spirit in us. If we have those things, then we can have peace regardless of what else comes against us. All of you know what I've been fighting for the last month. In fact, a little over a month. But inwardly, I still have peace. Satan has not taken my peace. Because I have the Lord Jesus Christ with me. And He has given me the strength to go through it. He's working with me now to keep me on my feet and to keep me going. And to be what He wants me to be. And there is a calmness within me that at times I don't understand myself. There's times when I just cannot figure why that peace and that calmness is there. And yet I know why, because I know it all comes from Almighty God and comes through the Lord Jesus Christ and has been brought to me by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And when we have those, there is nothing that can take that peace away from us. Not a thing. All right. As we take a look here at this first verse, it says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. The Lord knows His time now on this earth has come to a close. He has finished the work that He was sent here to do. His ministry lasted 3.5 years. He's leaving this earth to go back to heaven from where He came from in 33.5 years. Look at all of us that are way over that. And yet, for the most part, most don't even want to get into His Word today, in this day and time. They want nothing to do with His Word or the church, for the most part. It's hard in talking to people because they don't even want to hear it. And that's why our churches are failing. Because mankind has turned its back upon the Lord our God. But the Lord here in this prayer, because that's what this chapter is. This whole chapter is a prayer. It's Jesus talking to the Father and to His disciples. And it's the way we should be living our lives, spending time in this Word and in prayer talking with God, even as we talk to others. Because our life should be a life of prayer. You know, His Word tells us to pray without ceasing. That means a constant. Think about that. But how much do we really spend? How much time do we really spend in prayer with God? Not much. I'm learning more and more and more all the time. Just how little time I had spent with him. It's no wonder Satan found a way to get to me, because I was not spending enough time in prayer or in the Word. And yet I was studying God's Word. Thought I was putting in quite a bit of time in it. But it wasn't enough. Now he goes on here. And he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. He knows that what he has, the Father has given to him. Why is it that we cannot understand that today within ourselves? That what we have, God has given to us. And when we need more, it will have to come from him. It will come from God, but it will come through Jesus, carried by the Holy Spirit. The three of those are one, and they work as one. We are to work as one with them. Because if you are a born-again child of the living God, you are an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. His word tells us so. In fact, it ain't been too long ago we were on that. But we seem to forget all of those things. Now, he goes on here telling them, he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He's talking here, not to the disciples, but he's talking to the Father. Which, as I said, we need to be doing. And he goes on here now and he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And you know, before this world was, God knew you and I. We never stop to think about that, do we? We never stop, really, mankind don't today, to think about where he did come from. Everyone that is born has come from God. He may turn his back and walk away from him, but he came from God. One day, he's going to go back and stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, which will be the one to judge us. And his word tells us this. We're told all of this. We've got no excuse whatsoever of not knowing what God wants of us, because it is all in his word. Every bit of it. Now, Jesus is asking the Father to glorify him. In verse 6, he says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now, just because we have not walked with Jesus as the disciples did, and the apostles of that day and time, doesn't mean that he hasn't been with us. When we get to the point that we know we need something other than ourselves, and we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we go in truth and in honesty, in sincerity, and repent to him and ask him to forgive our sins, he will. He said he would. He didn't say I might or I may. We are told he will. We have to accept that by faith, just as we have to accept all of the 9 gifts of the Spirit by faith. Now, if you cannot accept one of the spiritual gifts by faith, have you really and truly accepted your salvation by faith? Not likely. Can't say you didn't, but it's not likely. Or you wouldn't be that weak. Because from the very moment that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and you ask him into your life, he begins to walk with you, he and the Holy Spirit, to guide you, to teach you, and to take you in to the truth and the depth of this, of God's word. And we are to begin by giving God glory and bringing fruit to him, which means we are to share this gospel with others, and we are to give our lives to him. Let him live our lives. It's the only way we're going to make heaven our home. Not like so many that I've talked to here lately. They'll stand up and tell you, you don't have to go to church to be saved. Well, you don't have to be in church to be saved. No. But if you're saved, you will be in church. And you'll be in one that will teach you God's word. Because that's the way we learn. And that's the way we get our support. Is by each other and for each other. And through our prayers, one for the other. And our love, that godly love that lays within us. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Everything that we have comes from God the Father. But it comes through Jesus. Without it coming through Jesus, we'll never get it. Because we are to be in him, he is to be in us. And when we really stop and think about what lays within a born-again child of the living God, it ought to be plumb astounding to you. The power that is laying within you. And that's each and every one of us. Not just certain ones, but each one that is born again, child of the living God. But in this day and time, it's letting you and I also know why the world around us is in the shape it's in. Because it has turned its back upon the Lord our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And most know very little, if anything, about the Holy Spirit at all. Because most of your churches are not teaching anything about the Holy Spirit. In fact, most of them, in the way they're teaching, is teaching you that is no longer here. That all died when the apostles died. No. It was just beginning. We know that we are living in the last days. We just don't know how few of the last days we are actually to see before the Lord will come for his church. I may see it. And I'd like to. Because then there'd be no more pain. There'd be no more fighting with Satan. All of that war would be over. For us that do belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he says here in verse 9, he says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. The Father has also give you and I to him. That's why we're in him. We have been given unto him if we are a born-again child of the living God. And everything we do, we are to do in Jesus' name. We can't even go to the Father in prayer unless we go in Jesus' name. A lot of them try to do it. But there's a lot of them out there praying to all the saints, praying to his mother Mary. That's just a waste of breath. They didn't pay for you. There was only one paid that price. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here he says here in 10, and all mine are thine. Now Jesus here is talking to the Lord again, the Lord our God. And thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. He's making straight statements unto the Father of his standing. And that's what you and I are to do. When we go to him in prayer, we are to stand and give it to him straight. In all honesty and in sincerity. And that's when we will ever be able to reach him. And we do that in Jesus' name. Because we're told in the scripture, he says, you pray to me. Pray to your Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And you know that I'll hear from heaven. If you know I hear from heaven, then you know I'll give you your wish. No mice, no maybes, no ifs or ands. Just straight, I'll do it. Now, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And you see, you've heard me say so many times that we don't have just Jesus in us. We have got the deity of the Godhead living within us if we are a born-again child of God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all live within a born-again child of the living God. That's why he says we walk in him, he walks in us. Well, if he's in us, so are the others, because he's got both of them in him. Now, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Well, we know that actually none of them were lost except Judas, the one that betrayed him. And that was known, and that was the reason he was picked, because the Lord knew he was going to do it. It didn't come as a surprise. And let me tell you something. Nothing you or I will do today comes to our Father as a surprise. He knows. We don't, but he does. He already knows what you're going to do this evening. He knows what I'm going to do this evening. He knows what we're both going to think this evening. We don't, but he does. Sometimes we can have some ideas, but really when you come down to it, that's all it is an idea. Because it may change three times before we ever get out the church door. Now, he says here in 13, he says, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. We're supposed to carry his joy. It is even supposed to be fulfilled in us. No questions there. That's just truth. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And this is where so many today are losing out on the Lord God, is because they will not turn loose of the world. They want too much of the world. They think, well, that's all right. God let me have it, so it's all right. No, it may not be, depending on what it is. You know, we're standing today with so much evil in our land, right here where we live. riots in the streets, the killings that's going on in our streets, the killing of all these babies over the years. Murder. Murder of innocent. Not even giving them a chance at life. Here. Although we know where they are, but still. It was mankind taking that life from them. Life that God put there. And all of the other evils. All of this fornication that's going on. And the thing about it is, with all of the evil that's going on, the fornication, the homosexuality, the adulteries, there's no shame of it. They'll carry signs proclaiming who they are and wanting to drag you in with them to become part of them. And our churches has accepted most of that. And then we look around and see things in the mess we're in. And for the most part, they'll say, you know, I just don't understand. I've got this way. And I will say this to the church. The church better wake up. It better stand up. And it better start making its voice known and fight for the Lord our God. Or we're going to lose our freedom altogether. Now, if I'm gone when that happens, and I don't want it while I'm here on this earth, people say, oh, well, you know, I can refuse this, and I can refuse that. No, when you're facing, actually facing death, you'd be surprised what you'll do. So many I've seen. Don't believe in God. There ain't no God. I'm an atheist. Went overseas with a bunch of them. All the way over on the boat. No. Putting up with all of their gibberish. Hit Korea. The first bullet that went by their ear. They went to praying. Oh, Lord. Take care of me, Lord. Keep me safe, O Lord. The very Lord they said didn't exist. Now they cry for him to take care of them. Never met actually a true atheist. Now, I've seen quite a few in my day and time. A lot of them here in our own country. But then when it comes down to the last bits of time, you know, they're not true. Now, he says, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Keep you and I from the evil, and that's what the Holy Spirit's work is. That's his work, is to give you and I the knowledge and the wisdom, the knowledge of God's word and the wisdom to use it and to be there to give us strength and the power to turn Satan away from us, to stand against him. And not walk ways of this world out here. He goes on here and says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. That born-again child of God will not be of this world out here. Most very little of it. That's like me right now. This world's got nothing out here I want. Except a place to where I can be and use to spread the gospel of God's word. To get as many away from Satan as I can take away from me. That's what we're supposed to be all about. Now, I'm going to catch a couple more here and then we're going to close out for the day. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He's telling you exactly what the word is and what to use. Sanctify them through truth. What is truth? The word. This book right here that we have, we call the Holy Bible, is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And you know, I've often told the church, I'm here because I was sent. God called me into the ministry. He sent me. Through the years, He has used me in the line of work that He wanted me in. He used me as an evangelist. He's used me as a pastor and a teacher. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Now, Father, Jerusalem and Israel, we are told in your word to pray for peace for them. Father, so many times they have been torn down, overrun, Israel tore apart to even non-existence, has been rebuilt back. Father, we pray for them. We pray that they can have peace. But even more than that, Father, we're praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours that has turned its back, Father, and walked so far away, no excuse whatsoever, but following mankind, instead of following you, Father, following the ways of this world instead of you and your kingdom. Help us, Father, to find those that are looking for something better. Help us, Father, to find them, to help them out of darkness and into light, and that light being Jesus. To give them life eternal. Father, with Jesus. Now, Father, for our prayer list. As each name is spoken, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch each one to fulfill whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy's husband, Tom, Amy and Tom's young son, Jacob, Carrie Coates, Dennis Breeden, his wife, Tina, our brothers in Christ. Father, keep these. Touch them in a great and mighty way, fulfilling their needs. And Father, Pastor Randy Johnson, the Church of God of Brandenburg, Pastor Smalls, the Glory Bound Church of Irvington, the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, and that little Full Gospel Church of God there at Akron. Father, these churches make them lighthouses to the community which they stand, but also a place of refuge to where the lost can go that's walking in darkness and find light, and that light being Jesus. These pastors, Father, I pray that they are walking filled with the Holy Spirit so that they, Father, can lead these churches along that pathway of righteousness to spread your gospel, to bring fruit to the Father, to bring those, Father, that are lost, that is seeking, into a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. These three friends of mine in Pakistan, Father, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron, Father, keep them safe. They walk in places to where, if they're caught, could mean imprisonment and death. The Johnson family, Father, that family we pray for, so many of them that are lost, Father, but we are praying that they will find the Lord Jesus Christ for their lives. And Father, for Dennis and his family, for James Taylor and his family, for my family, Father, we all have family members that are not right in your sight. May the Holy Spirit work with them. Touch them in great and mighty way. Turn them around and bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jimmy Emery, Sharon Mombello and her mother, Sue and David, Palin, Kelly Smith and his wife, Father Karen, these all stand in need of a healing touch. Touch them in great and mighty ways so that they know that it was you and not mankind. Now, Father, help us to build this little church here, to fill it, Father. Make it into the church you want it to be. This is my prayer today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Remember now, God willing, 6 p.m., we can all be together again, back into the Word of God. So until then, walk with Him. He'll walk with you. Have a great evening.